The Three Wide Podcast starts right now. What's up, everybody? The Three Wide Podcast is back on the airwaves again. The second time this week, Eddie Greer III, your host, as always, for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. What's going on with the latest in this quarantine season, if you will, with the trucks, Xfinity, NASCAR Cup Series of Three, Business Visions, and all of motorsports. And on this half hour-ish of this episode, I will have, on the back end of this episode, I'll have my Power 5, Top 5 Power Rankings from the first three iRacing simulation races. And before that, plenty more. Before we dive on into this episode, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And again, the Three Wide Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your sports podcast, whether it be Google Play, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn. There's so many, much more. I'm about to space out on all of them. Of course, we're on SoundCloud as well. Yes, the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast and add it to your, wherever you listen to this podcast, your rotation, weekly rotation of sports podcasts. And very thankful to be a part, small part of, once again, the racing community. Again, I don't want to dive into this too much because I've already said enough about the situation. I said it plenty more on a recent episode of this podcast, which is already out, the guest edition of the episode of the podcast with Nick Sanchez. It is up right now. Please go back and listen to that. Yes, even though there is yes, and I gotta tell you now, kind of a spoiler alert a little bit, you know, all these drivers are disappointed that they're not out there actually racing the real world. So definitely you will definitely hear that in Nick's voice for sure. But hey man, I mean, you feel for these young guys, especially these young guys, and not only just the guys that are out there near the end of career like Jimmy Johnson, but some of these upstarting guys and gals, Haley Deegan, Nick Sanchez, Ruben Garcias of the world, they want to get back out there much as the Grizzly veterans out there. So definitely you will hear a little bit of disappointment in Nick's voice, but again, one day at a time. I know if you've been listening to this podcast, I've been saying that for quite a while now. So I didn't want to dive on in that too much. Go back and listen to that also. There is Hall of Fame and, of course, Jimmy Johnson talk on that podcast. So definitely go back, download it, tell your friends about the 3x podcast. Tell them now. And this edition of the podcast, of course, will be out on Easter Sunday. Last weekend is Palm Sunday, and no, I'm not going to get into what Governor Kelly issued over the last few days. That pissed me off. I'm not going to go down that road right now. It's too much going on right now, but obviously Palm Sunday last week, and obviously the coming up already, almost let this slip my mind, Easter Sunday, and obviously the country, we don't want to be celebrating Easter Sunday around houses, but we're going to have to make the most out of the situation. That's what we're, the card that is dealt with right now. So Easter Sunday night, we'll go out. Big D will get working on this as well during the weekend as well. But yes, dive on in quickly. Enough rant bantering here already. We're 5 minutes into this podcast, and I want to talk about first. I mean, there's really not much to talk about between this, the last race of the iRacing Pro Invitational Series, Bristol, Virtual Bristol. I did not get to watch it. I did go back and look at previous points, but there was a lot of talk coming, issues coming out of here. Oh, I'm about to go off, as EG3 typically would on a topic. I'm going to get into that momentarily, but yeah, William Byron finally gets in the victory lane after, you know, all been hearing during the last few weeks. William Byron has been a stud, and obviously this is where his background comes from. This is iRacing stuff, so yeah, you know, you're going to get that type of stuff from here, and it's kind of nice to see that William Byron finally puts that pen to paper to good use and gets it the victory lane there. He dominated this race here, but obviously that's going to be overshadowed by the cautions. A lot of cautions in this race, and obviously you would have thought that was already going to be ish show. Well, it doubled that, and it done some with some of the news coming out of Bristol and what my thoughts are on this whole situation. Yeah, there's no sports going on. We all have this esports racing, iRacing going on right now while NBA's figuring out this horse stuff that's going on that they're trying to plan out as well, trying to give the ultimate sports fans, some other stuff to look forward to besides racing. Not that I'm bashing or anything. It's nice to have a nice distraction every 90 minutes, once a week, things like that. But what do you call this? The experience, obviously, it's been well noted throughout some of the podcasts I've usually listened to. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think, you know, looking back on last weekend, absolutely ridiculous. Seeing caution after 5 minutes, it reminded me of the Homestead. You know, even though the ending turned out to be really good and everything else, but Bristol was obviously no rhythm at all. And yet Homestead, you had that early on in the race, but as it got on, it got a little bit improved, and especially with the final 10 laps there and that finished there with Junior and Hamlin. But here, it was just, beside that domination of Byron, you know, you put him aside, this race went to shit in the egg basket, if you will. It is no rhythm whatsoever, and you got Daniel Suarez, folks, for the second consecutive iRace, get thrown out of the race because of trying to intentionally wreck someone. Daniel Suarez, it's been a shitty... Excuse my language now. But it's been a shitty year for Daniel Suarez, whether it's in iRacing or on the actual racetrack. Obviously, not making a Daytona 500. You know, off to a terrible start at Vegas. And then some here, try to do a couple paybacks and come out 0-2. You're batting 0, Daniel Suarez. Absolutely 0. So there's that. And then he got suspended for the second straight week. Even though Suarez didn't start this one, Kyle Larson starts this mess. And apparently Suarez lost this battle again. So Daniel Suarez, he's going to have to find somewhere better to do. And, you know, I've been learning a little bit more about how this process goes as far as iRacing is concerned and how to get in these races. You're supposed to be, or I guess, either a driver or one of the people up top of iRacing give you an invitation or email or whatnot. I don't know how all that works, but you got to stop sending invitations to Daniel Suarez, apparently, because he's out here. I don't know what his mindset is, but obviously, it ain't right. It's not right. So he should be not able to race on the next iRace. Participate, actually, in better words, in the next iRacing race. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here in a very chilly-ish Friday morning. Now about to be lunch hour here in Manhattan, Kansas. Here, I'm doing it in the office here today with just only a couple co-workers working on some things. I'm tying up some about to finish up some loose action. Already tied up the loose ends here at work. And why not? There's not many people here at work. Might as well just go ahead. Got the okay from the assistant boss. Hey, I don't care what you do. It's Friday, right? So go ahead. Let's go ahead and knock out podcast. So when I do go home, well, when I go back home here this afternoon, that's out of the way so I can attend to the family. But yeah, man, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And that leads up to one of the more bigger stories coming out of this weekend. And more news came out of the situation last night as I stumbled on Twitter. Bubba Wallace and Clint Bowyer. Wild Thing. I'm going to start calling Clint Bowyer Wild Thing. Obviously, a talent. No question, as far as voice goes, but when you look at, I mean, Wild Thing was at it again, and I still don't know, I looked at it, I've gone back, looked at this incident several times, I don't know what was going through Clint Bowyer's mind everywhere, he's trying to hurry up and get to the bar, well, the bar's closed, or always get back home, try to get to drink some more beer or whatnot, but Bowyer barely had something up his sleeve for Bubba Wallace. They got into it in the racetrack apparently, and then Bubba Wallace saying he had enough of this shit, I'm gonna get off, see y'all, deuces, see y'all later. That did not please the sponsor that was on that race car, Blue Emu. Yeah, Blue Emu, folks, who was also working with Landon Castle during this iRacing stretch here. Landon Castle, by the way, congratulations to him for winning the midweek iRacing event there, which supposedly you're transferring, four people to the next event, which included there Ryan Preece, and I don't know who the other two are at this moment in time, but I read that, I kind of scanned it this morning, looked at it, I did not see that. You all know was Ryan Preece in that conversation again and Landon Castle, but yeah, Blue Emu. After Bubba Wallace took the shame on Twitter, like Bubba's angry temper strikes again. Yes, went on Twitter, did his thing, like I just said, and then Blue Emu was pissed that Bubba quit the game, and then decided, hey, let's just go on Twitter, do our thing, post a GIF with Donald Trump saying his famous words of The Apprentice, "You're fired." That had my anger up the scale wall here a little bit. I'm gonna tell you why here in a second. In Bubble, for a video game, seriously, simulation game, video game, whatever, I'm gonna call it a video game because that's what it is to me. A video game, seriously, and you're gonna go on Twitter and not even. I know you were not supposed to be in contact right now, and that by USA rules, wherever you're living at, listen to this podcast. Obviously, but to go on Twitter do that's some bullshit right there. That's some TBR crap right there, if you will. Alex Bowman got fired over Twitter a few years ago. Alex Bowman is still pissed off about that. Tommy Baldwin Racing, yep, shout out for the wrong reasons. But anyways, Blue Emu decides to fire Bubba Wallace on Twitter instead of giving him a phone call. Phone call would have been better this instance instead of going on Twitter and doing that crap mess. Everybody's lazy. Everybody, this damn generation, everybody's lazy in a sense that, okay, I don't want to face this dude. I don't want to face this gal or girl, right? And, you know, just put away the current COVID situation here. Which included in here. That's a small pass in that, but I'm not going to give you a pass and using Twitter for that. And if you're going to do something like that, and I get that they're sponsoring another car in Landon Castle, you shouldn't be a part of NASCAR or esports or whatever it is. That's my opinion. I'm fired up, and it's not that, you know, hey, when I was in the video games back when I was a teenager, little kid, I used to quit all the time when game didn't go right, or me and my brothers, you know, we're playing against the computer or whatnot, when a game didn't, you know, went to plan, like after the first quarter or not even that, we used to quit the game all the time. So you're not getting paid to do this. So, well, this iRacing stuff, you're getting your invite. You're lucky you even get that. And you decide, hey, let's just take this stupid road and just do it over social media instead of giving Bubba a call and saying, I didn't like this, and we didn't appreciate you quitting the game, and we're gonna fire you. Phone call, baby. But instead, we're going to take the lazy way out and do it on Twitter. I did not like that one bit. If you're going to do something like that, you might as well not be a part of this NASCAR E-League iPro Series Invitational, whatever you want to call it. It's just bad. It's a bad look. And this is and this is my opinion. It's a bad look for Blue Emu. You can take sides, yeah, but this is my side, and that's no excuse. Pick up the damn phone, pressing the Blue Emu. Pick up the damn phone, call Bubba, but you did not do that. You did not do that whatsoever. You just go ahead, did the lazy way, and did the Donald Trump thing. That pissed me off. And then, yesterday, Blue Emu decides we're going to put a lawsuit on Bubba Wallace. So this thing is just an absolute mess here. And Bubba, I guess, talked to Corley Joy's podcast, Sunday Money. Corey talked to Bubba, apparently, and Bubba saying Bubba, now he regrets the situation. Is it? I can go on and on about this, but, I mean, it's a damn video game. You're not getting paid salary for finishing dead last. You're not getting paid salary to finish top 10. You're not finishing getting money for this. This is going to lead up to another block. But to put a bow on this, it was bad, really bad to see that situation. Obviously, you know, I quit Madden all the time back in the day, baby. If things didn't go right, start over. I don't like this game. I start over. People do it all the time. So, go. Let's just transfer this into the real situation. If this was at the actual race, and okay, so let's use somebody else's example. Let's just use Landon Castle as example, okay? Because that's Blue Emu's sponsoring Landon Castle also. So, Landon Castle, if he hits smacks the wall, okay, or he has a tire down, or has to fix something on his race car and goes in the garage for quite a while and decides not to go back south, says, screw it, I'm not going back, coming back out to the race. You know, fireman for that in real time situation? Come on, man. Really? So I mean, would you would have did that? Would they would have done that in real time? Apparently they decided to fire Bubba over Twitter, so I mean, I don't know. It's ugly, 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 ugly woke all the way around. The Three Wide Podcast, a fired up EG3 on this Friday morning. The weekend, for me, is officially here. And this episode is going to go out Easter Sunday night prime time. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, you can tell I am fired up. I was very fired up. I was very antsy to hop on the podcast, do the podcast this week. For this very same reason, because, you know, you do that in a real life situation, would you be doing that? Probably not. So, why would you do that in a video game? I don't know. I just don't have understanding for that. So, I don't know. Situation is very ugly on both sides. Particularly sponsor Blue Emu for that situation. So, alright. So, switching gears to that. Over to my Power 5. Yes, I wanted to get this in for you guys today before I sign out for this podcast here for the Easter weekend. Okay, so my iRacing Power 5 heading in to obviously off week because NASCAR, they want to sync up the cup dates with this Pro Series iRacing League. That's or whatever it is, personally, but I'm just going to call it what it is. All right, so number one. Actually, I'm going to start number five like I usually do. Start bottom up here real quick. Obviously, your recent winner, William Byron, getting it done. William Byron finally, cash money, gets it done in Diamond Fishing. Easily, we could be sitting here talking about William Byron winning two races in a row, if not for Timmy Hill. Yeah, Timmy Hill. So William Byron in number 5 spot. Mr. iRacing legend himself. Number 4 on my list. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yes, that's right. And these names should be all familiar to you guys, especially from the last 3 weeks. Dale Jr., obviously that close fish with Denny Hamlin, had some issues at Texas, Virtual Texas, finishing the top 6, and then rallied to finish in the top 10 again at Bristol last Sunday. So Dale Jr., a good, very good performance to this thing at iRacing, which leads to number 3 on the EG3 iRacing Power 5. Garrett Smithley, number 3 on my list. Garrett Smithley, yeah, to me, I didn't know this prior to this league starting, but obviously, he's shown his talent. Garrett Smithley, doing this thing, obviously. He drives the Xfinity Series, for those of you listeners who do not know that, but obviously, you know, Garrett Smithley, getting the job done so far there. He's really impressed me during this series to this point with his iRacing skills there. Finishing the top 10 again. So, you're going to keep hearing this name here. Like I mentioned in the previous episode, especially with Timmy Hill. You know, these guys outshining now with the simulation series makes you kind of want to think what they do, what they can do if you put them in decent equipment, like I say a RCR or a Roush Fenway or something like that, or next tier equipment, if you will. So it just makes me want to start to wonder a little about these guys. Garrett Smithley getting the job done there. He sits there at number 3. And number 2, your Daytona 500 champion, plus the iRacing winner opener, Denny Hamlin at number 2. Denny Hamlin finished top 3 at Bristol last weekend there at Virtual Bristol there. So, quietly getting it done there after winning the opener at Homestead there. Had a few issues, I believe. Wasn't really a factor at Texas. But then comes back here at Bristol and gets it done with a nice solid run there. So, Denny Hamlin, your Daytona 500 champion for this year. And your winner of the series opener. Getting the job done right there at number 2. And then finally, number 1. Already mentioned him and did an episode on him during this hiatus. Timmy Hill, my number 1 power rank at the top of the board. Timmy Hill has not finished no worse than 3rd. 3rd, 1st, 3rd, Homestead, 3rd, winner, Texas, 3rd, Bristol. Dude is getting it done. Give me a glass of milk with that as well. Dude, I mean, I might have mentioned this a couple times on this podcast, maybe not, but I've come to love liking of Timmy Hill. I mean, guy is, and another number that's someone on him, I'll finish my thought here before I get to that number. Man, the dude has been very impressive, and he, guy's got game. That's what else to it? The numbers proving itself, guy's getting it done. I hear against the likes of a Denny Hamlin, like he did, William Byron, Dale Jr., John Hunter Nemechek has been impressive. Landon Castle has done some work. Ryan Preece, the Cup guys, Bubba Wallace. You know, this is a total 180 of what you actually see, get used, or what you're not used to seeing in the actual world, where you always see the Joey Logano's, the Kyle Busch's, Kurt Busch's of the world. But them guys are struggling. Jimmy Johnson's, they're struggling with the iRacing setup. Here, you're getting these no names. I wouldn't say necessarily no names, but unfamiliar faces that you do not hear on your typical every Sundays. That they're not running the top 10 in the actual world or 15 like your Garrett Smithleys or Timmy Hills of the world. So, I'm enjoying at that aspect right now, seeing these guys, John Hunter Nemechek, New Priests, Castles, accelerate through this program right now because it's a lot of work. It's crazy, man. I mean, these guys that don't have, obviously, family and whatnot, or even if they have a girlfriend and whatnot, you know, they're putting in these crazy-ass hours 8 to 10 hours a day, something like that. Damn, I mean, you thought they were preparing for a 100-mile race or something with that kind of type of preparation. That's gotta get kudos to those guys. And Timmy Hill, that 66, doing things, and he has been very, very impressive to this point. So obviously the iRacing League's off this weekend due to Easter, and the plan is to be back next week. And I was going to put this in this, talk about this today. I'm going to move it to next week. The tentative schedule was posted there. NASCAR, Marcus Smith and fan, they want to get this thing going, and they want to get it going via when the Coca-Cola 600 hits next month in May. So I'm glad to see how all this shakes out. Obviously, I mean, I talked about it on the last episode of the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast, and I appreciate you, by the way, for tuning in to this half hour special EG3 here with y'all, coming from the work office here for a few more minutes before I go get some grub here, as lunch hour is about to upon us here as I record this podcast. Actually, it already is. 6 minutes past. But anyways, to finish up real quick, yeah, so that's what they're shooting for. I'm going to save that, move it to next weekend's episode of the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast. So there's that. And quickly here, K-State update here real quickly here. David Sloan, so pretty much, yeah, K-State, you know, obviously the Stingers and Cartier Jada, plus Cartier Jada, gone. And now you have your Nigel Shad, James Love, they didn't play much at all, gone. And now you add another one to the transfer portal. And now, you know, you're looking at this roster for next year already, a team that only won like some 10 games. Now, you're pretty much or going even younger for next year. And there's a possibility that a big-time recruit could be coming to K-State. I'm not going to reveal that name. Some of you know it. If you're listening to this podcast, you live in Manhattan, Kansas, know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to release that name until he makes that commitment here. So we should be hearing from him here in a couple of days and whatnot. So it's come down to this. The famed recruit either wants K-State or Oklahoma State. That's what it's come down to. We should know here soon. So if he comes here, I'll tell you the name. If not, then I won't bother with that information right there. So yeah, man, a lot's going on around here as we prepare for, get ready for, the weekend's already here. Might as well say that. So yeah, so again, go back, check out the latest episode. This week, we went too deep this week with the guest interview episode, working on trying to finalize another guest here. It's somebody that you guys know for sure. He has not been on his podcast yet, but trying to seal that deal still with that situation. So hopefully we can get that all squared away. Me and Big D are currently still working on him on that. So definitely we'll see what happens there on top of that as well. So, yeah, I mean, IndyCar moving around their schedules a little bit. The Indianapolis 500 moved to the fall, racing in between. So, yeah, I mean, we're just moving things along here. Yeah, I mean, quarantine to a T, at least for me, because I still got to go to work. But the work week is officially over, and I'm about to wrap this podcast with you guys here today. So, again, this will go up on Easter Sunday. And your winner so far, Denny Hamlin, Timmy Hill, William Byron so far, winners so far in this Pro Series Invitational for the iRacing League. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm pretty much moving some stuff around until, yeah, the next episode. I'm going to talk more about the tentative schedule, and it's going to start, I believe, with Charlotte due to Martinsville doing the whole state shutdown thing. So definitely, you know, we could, again, like I mentioned the last few episodes, gonna have to wait this thing out and see what happens from here. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie again. At EG3_FastEddie again, the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. We got, oh boy, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and much more. So definitely, again, my Power Five, Timmy Hill, Denny Hamlin, Garrett Smithley, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and William Byron. It is time for me to close this thing out for the week and get some grubs, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap of another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to this episode. Again, another reminder, friendly reminder, this episode goes out Easter night, Sunday night, prime time. Be out on the lookout for that. You do not want to miss a moment. Again, folks, I already previewed it here already. I'll talk a little bit more about the schedule next week and things like that. If any news, big news comes up, obviously we'll have that as well. And the crazy situation with the iRacing League. And oh yeah, I'm gonna close this episode out with this. You know, we're pretty fortunate right now, and I said this already, but I'm gonna say it again. You know, Steve, the president of iRacing, didn't have to put this on. Steve Myers, I believe his name. I might got it right, I might got it wrong, but whatever. The president of the iRacing, the and folks of NASCAR, whoever's involved putting this in, they did not have to put this in. They could have just said, hell with it, you know, let's do something, let's just figure something else out, or let's wait to storm them out. No, okay. Let's just, you know, yeah. And I believe, you know, I was going to get to this. I'm going to actually get to this like right now to close it out. You know, we're fortunate to have at least some distraction now. They don't have to put this on. And the way that this thing is shaping up, this thing is getting too serious. Like I mentioned today on this podcast, it's a video game. I mean, yeah, I understand a little bit. You want to win. I get that. But now, I mean, hopefully it's a one week thing with this Bristol thing, but damn, I mean, everybody lost their minds, lost their heads last weekend, and hopefully, I mean, these guys are adults. I mean, you're not teenagers or guys and gals going to middle school and all that. You're an adult and you're acting stupid over a damn video game. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, some people got to get their head out of their butt. I mean, that's just what it is, but we don't have to have this distraction. I mean, it could be much worse than that, but instead, we got to be thankful for this opportunity for that little bit of a distraction for a couple hours on Sunday. And team sports are trying to work deals out during this time, and I don't know. So, again, iRacing, guys, Daniel Suarez, Bowyer, strap up. Get together a little bit. Settle down a little bit. And enjoy yourselves. William Byron, take it too serious. I know you're the king, but relax a little bit. Relax a little bit, baby. That's all I got to say. Ladies and gentlemen, again, appreciate y'all for tuning in to the 3Wide Podcast this afternoon. Hey, Lord willing, we will catch you next week. EG3, Eddie Greeter III, signing out. This has been the 3Wide Podcast live from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas.